Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Degrees, and as Alan, of course, from Carlow Weather just mentioned a few moments ago, Alan O'Reilly, it is here to stay for the next 7 days. Isn't it just brilliant? Everybody was in cracking form in the office this morning, and it's just all about what are you doing for the weekend? How are you going to soak up this nice and early summer sunshine? From barbecues to cleaning up back gardens, painting walls, everybody has a list of jobs for themselves. Katrina Redmond, who's a consumer columnist and food writer with the Irish Examiner, is joining me in the programme to tell us about whether the sunshine is good for the Irish economy. But before that, we sent Henry McKean off in his speedos with his bucket and spade to Rush Beach this morning to soak up some of those early summer vibes.
We're here on Rush Beach and we can hear the waves behind us. Are you enjoying the good weather?
Yeah, it's amazing. Having a young baby, getting her out to the playground, letting her crawl around on the grass, it makes such a difference. And, you know, going absolutely crazy at home when the weather wouldn't let us get out. Keeping her entertained is the main thing.
So it's fabulous.
It is gorgeous.
We're just out all the time and she's loving it, so it's great. Yeah.
I love the great weather. It cheers me up. Love the blue skies, love a blue sea.
And right now it is a blue sea and we can see Rockabill Island over there. From another angle, we can see Lamb Bay here in Rush. It's stunning. I mean, we could be in Greece.
We could be, but we're better off here because there's better weather when the sun shines.
Are you doing anything exciting for the weekend?
We're going to go for a walk, myself and Dee, and then on Sunday I'm out walking with the walking club, which are two things I'm doing because the weather is good. Normally I'd be meeting with Dee for tea in the house, but we're getting out. Yeah.
You're getting out?
We are indeed. We're going to make the most of the weather.
It's fabulous. I mean, it makes Rush look like it's at its best, so it's lovely. And I've just moved back here, so it's extra special.
This is amazing. This is a beautiful place. This is just to relax. Look at this. Where are you going to get a scenery like this?
And for the listeners, we're here at Rush Harbour. It's beautiful. We can hear the waves behind us.
We can.
And we can see the horizon.
Yes, and it's so calm. It's just absolutely, it's the place that everybody should be, you know, by a coastline today. It's just amazing, Henry.
And it does lift your spirits?
It lifts it amazingly.
Oh, it's great. After all the rain and everything we're off, it's grand to see the sun. Long may it last.
And it's blue skies, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. It's great. So it is.
Will you be doing anything special this weekend?
No, I might go for a spin somewhere down the country, or down to Wicklow or somewhere.
Thinking of doing something very similar.
Yeah, it'll be very nice down there this time of year.
Hi, my name's Kate and I own Berry & Bean in Rush.
There's great vibes here. The weather is stunning. I can feel it on my legs. You're a coffee shop.
Yeah, we mainly focus on coffee and acai bowls. So it's the perfect weather to get like a nice frozen acai bowl with some fresh fruit and granola and sit in the sun.
And people are enjoying it. Are you enjoying it? I'm guessing you prefer not to be working.
Yeah, I'd love to be out there in the sun, to be fair. But no, can't complain. Being busy is good. And everyone's in top form as well.
You're out with your grandchild. Are you enjoying it?
We are very much, yes.
It's lovely to get some nice sunshine and that wind's disappeared as well this morning. So all in all, it's a grand day.
Oh yeah, Henry McKean reporting from Rush Beach this morning. I'm here for the summer vibes all day long. But to chat business for a moment, Katrina Redmond, consumer columnist, is on the line. Katrina, just how good is the sunshine for the Irish economy?
Oh, it's fantastic for the economy. It's brilliant for all of our local food producers. And it's also great for the larger supermarkets and even some of our pharmacies. Did you know that when the sun comes out, one of the first products that will fly off of the shelves will be razors and the lactary cream?
Are you serious? Razor sales. Well, I suppose it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure. Like, I mean, we have to get rid of the forest after hiding over the winter.
I never thought of that before. But yeah, so that is something that is reported in the Exchequer figures, that there's a jump in razor sales during the good weather. I love that, Katrina.
I think it's brilliant. The supermarkets have been tracking, you know, what we do when the sun comes out, and they'll be ready. And I know I already received a couple of emails today about barbecue deals in the local supermarket. So they know when the sun comes out, they need to be ready to press go on all of those offers and making sure that there's barbecue options and then also stuff for the garden, all of the gardening tools. People will start buying more compost, start buying more bark, more plants to plant in the garden. And even some of us will be thinking about planting veggies for the summer ahead.
Yeah, what do we buy typically in the supermarket? I would have thought it'd be a lot of kind of, you know, salads and yogurts and lettuce and all this, all the kind of the good healthy stuff.
Yeah, all the good healthy stuff, but then also rolls for putting the salad items, or burger buns for our burgers for the barbecue. And not just that then, all of kind of the picky things, but don't forget the ice cream. Because if we were caught into buying from the ice cream van, well, we'd be bankrupted fairly quickly.
So ice cream. Since ice, I suppose, is another thing that jumps as well during this period.
Yeah, bags or of some ice. Of us would make it ourselves. Like, it kind of depends. Like, is it the ice that jumps, or is it those bags? You know, the bags that you can buy and you can fill it with water and pop into the freezer. It kind of depends. Like, the ice bags are very popular when it gets much warmer. At the moment, I don't know how much they're going to fly out, but certainly I would expect to see some of the alcohol and the fizzy drinks and stuff fly off of the shelves this weekend as well. So it's fantastic for all of us. I mean, it really feels great. I was literally out and about this morning doing the shop and dropping into a couple of different places. And the farmers markets this weekend are going to be just incredible. It'll be brilliant for all the local producers.
Now, I'm definitely want to continue chatting about the good and the positive impacts of the sunshine. But what doesn't do so well during these kind of weather conditions?
Well, I think that it's not necessarily that anything in particular does badly during these weather conditions, because once the sun comes out, our sentiment goes up. So we're much more inclined to take a look at the space that we're living in. There might be a little bit more cleaning. There might be a little bit more paint as well being bought to paint around the house. The things that might not necessarily do so well would be, you know, are you going to heat the house? No, we're going to start saving money. So these energy bills that are coming down the line, not good for the energy companies, but for us, we're kind of relieved. Some people are turning off the boilers, you know. So it's those kind of things, fleecy pajamas, all of the warm things that you find in the supermarkets, they'll either be, or in the clothes shops as well, they'll be either discounted or they'll be put away for another year.
What about things like, I wouldn't imagine too many people now will get a takeaway, we'll say, tonight, or, you know, the cinema trips. Like, who will go to the cinema this evening?
Well, what's interesting is cinema trips sometimes do go up in hot weather, because cinemas are always air conditioned. So if people are struggling with the heat, the cinema is the place to go.
Right.
And you know, it's something maybe you might not have thought about. And likewise with takeaways, if you're spending all day in the garden, you might not have the energy to cook. So it might be the case that some of the takeaways will do better than others. Mm. Like, we associate burgers and sausages and chips with summery weather. So if somebody doesn't want to cook, they might go to the chipper sooner, but they might not go to the Chinese. But overall, like, the good weather is generally good for the economy. We'll be looking at the stats in about 4 to 6 weeks down the line of the sales over this weekend, and we'll be able to see the boost that it has given us all.
This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I need only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
Molly Coyne, clinical psychologist and author, is joining us here as well. Molly, how does the weather impact our mood? Because I just mentioned that, God, everyone in the office was in brilliant form today.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we've had months of it not being great. You know, we haven't had any sustained nice weather, and we've had pretty crappy weather, to be honest. I've thought of moving to Spain I don't know how many times. But it increases our serotonin, which helps us to feel calmer, more positive. So that's a real feel-good hormone. And then it also regulates your sleep. Your melatonin production increases your vitamin D. We all really need that, you know, that natural, you know, vitamin D from the sunshine. And it gives us this kind of early morning cortisol boost. I know sometimes we think of cortisol, that's our stress hormone, as being a bad thing, but actually it helps us to kind of feel driven. That's why, you know, we end up doing more things than we would otherwise. And it helps your immune system as well, and gives you this kind of, you just want to get outside more, you want to connect with people. And it feels like freedom, possibility, ease. There's just a nice, it's just lovely to know that we have guaranteed sunshine for another few days. You know, it's just wonderful.
I think that's even made it better. The fact that I've heard Alan O'Reilly tell us in the weather there with Eamon at the top of the hour that this is going to stick around for another week. It's not just here for the weekend, which is absolutely super. What about the people though that are working this weekend, Mally? You know, and that are maybe professional drivers and they're stuck in cars or haulage vans. Maybe they just can't get out. They're working over the weekend and can't get to enjoy any of this good weather. Does that mean their mood diminishes?
Yeah, I mean, I think it can be hard. Like I drove from Tip to Galway yesterday and it was just boiling in the car. So like, we're not kind of kitted out for, you know, really good weather, you know, in terms of air conditioning, and if you don't have that in your car and all that kind of stuff. So I think it is hard for people who can't get out as much, but maybe before you set off on your journey, have a little, you know, walk outside or something like that, or take a break during the day if you can, to kind of guarantee that you'll get, you know, if you have a lunch break, maybe do that outside. I would really caution people, because I know, like, in Ireland, people can go, like, I'm saying this as a half Irish, half Dutch person, people can just go overboard because they think, oh my God, we have to, like, do everything we can do in the next few days. Yeah. Because it's, you know, it's you know, but just be careful for people who are, you know, please use sunscreen. It's really important on yourself and your kids. Please, you know, be careful swimming out there, because we always hear of increased, you know, accidents.
Absolutely.
Happening. Drinking in the sun, it really can have kind of, you know, you kind of can be affected much more quick. I'm not trying to put a damper
on anything. But you're right. You're right to highlight.
Be careful as well.
The advisory.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Tony Smith, of course, Tony Travels 10 on social media, is with us here on the line. Tony, where's the best places to go this weekend in Ireland to really soak up that sunshine?
Well, I suppose, Andrea, there's so many options that you could choose from, but as it's kind of puffin season, the puffins are back in Ireland. It's something that I'm trying to incentivize everyone to go and see. They're only here for such a short period, from around the end of March to around the middle to the start of August. So you can kind of find them off the Salty Islands in County Wexford if you're over in that direction, or if you're heading west for Dingle, definitely getting on either the Dingle Sea Safari and getting out to see them is something that I definitely recommend.
That's never would have even entered my head. What about some of the best beach spots to visit?
Yeah, I suppose I definitely have a bit of bias being from Wexford, but one of the most iconic beaches has to be Kirklaw Beach in County Wexford. It has one of the most incredible sunrises that there is around. But there is also some nice options around Dublin, Port Marnock. But if I suppose I'd pick one of my favourite beaches in all of Ireland, it'd have to be Ken Bay in Achill Island in County Mayo.
That's one of your favourites.
I couldn't recommend it enough.
Yeah. Is there a hidden gem, you know, that really is just the place to be during the summer, that the one you don't want to tell us about, but we're going to make you?
Yeah, I suppose there's so many options to choose from here, but maybe one that I might be availing of this weekend would be Murder Hole Beach in Donegal.
Yeah.
It is really a hidden gem.
You shouldn't have told people about that one.
Yeah, I know. It is unaccessible. It was unaccessible, but now it's been made accessible to the public again.
Yeah.
So I would definitely say it's absolutely incredible, and I'm looking forward. That's where I'll be heading for the weekend for sure.
Absolutely. Peter Kelly is with us. Peter's from the Salt Hill Village Local Group. How's the weather in Salt Hill this lunchtime, Peter?
Well, the sun is beaming down here, which makes a change from the last few weeks. We were fairly damp and down for quite a while. And as you say, the Carlo weather guy has said it's going to be here for the next week, so we take him up on his word. And it looks great. I mean, the promenade is in Salt Hill, which is one of the great attractions, of course. And we have a couple of beaches there as well. And the, you know, the iconic diving tower, which is, over the last few years, has been synonymous with bad weather reports on the RT news and stuff like that. But the place is looking great. The city council have been out painting up the shelters, and as they do every year. And, you know, right in the middle of Salt Hill, like Curry's Fun Fair will be in full swing this weekend. And it's one of the, it's a sort of like bellwether for the start of the season, but to have good weather going with it, fantastic.
Oh, it's unbelievable, isn't it? And I'm sure they're all in great form there as well, Peter.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I think we've got some visitors in early. I mean, I was down going through the village last night, and a lot of the restaurants were pretty much crowded, and so people were getting in a day early, more or less, as the weekend kind of starts today. But the sentiment seems to be good, and the thinking is that, you know, the visitor numbers are likely to be up, and there's plenty to do there. You know, there's absolutely everything in it as a sort of like a premier family resort, if you like.
Yeah,
well, so there's plenty of things to do for young and old.
Katrina mentioned ice cream sales, of course, likely to spike in the, over the next few days. Yasmin Khan from Teddy's Ice Cream is with us on the line. I'm sure you're expecting a busy weekend. You can hear me, Yasmin, you can. Can Yasmin hear us okay? No, we'll try maybe to reconnect then with Yasmin. We've been asking people today for their favourite sunshine anthems. Many listeners getting in touch. Summer's coming. Just one of the texters getting in contact here today. What's your favourite summer tune, Peter? Is Peter still with us? No. Katrina Redmond, though, is on the line. Katrina, what is your favourite summer song?
Well, maybe I'm biased, but I'd love a bit of Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine.
Keep your summer recommendations, your favourite summer tunes coming into us. 087-1400-106. That is the WhatsApp number. Tony Smith, Katrina Redmond, Mally Coyne, Yasmin Khan and Peter Kelly, thanks a million for getting in touch with us on the programme. Email, as always, is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.